Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Richard Porter.
I'm Johnny Smith.
And this is Smith and Sniff, a podcast in which two friends talk about cars, live in Glasgow.
Near Glasgow. Near the fringes of Glasgow.
Basically in Glasgow.
Basically in Glasgow.
We're back. For the purposes of the tape, this looks like we've been here for 3 weeks or so, but in fact... Spoiler alert, it's the same night, because we were having such a nice time. And amazingly, it looks like most people have come back.
Yeah, they have.
Half, so.
And thank you for coming in the first place.
Better than the Wonka experience up the road. Topical gag. Oh shit, this is going out in about 3 weeks, so it won't be topical anymore. Yeah. How about that Falklands War, eh?
Okay.
We know how this is going to work. It's a Q&A, and so you're going to ask us questions and we're going to do our best to answer them. Or spear off in a totally different direction because we have terrible attention spans.
That's not going to happen.
So, I suppose we have to ask who has a question.
Straight down there on the left.
Right, straight down there.
He was fast.
On Saturday, in fact, I'm going on a 2-week drive across Japan in a K car.
Wow.
Oh.
Where should
Don't
I
just
do
say
this?
It casually. Yeah. That's amazing.
In 2 weeks' time, I'm just going to the moon for a bit. No biggie.
So where should I do some, like, top tier woolarding? Where should I do it?
Oh, my gosh.
In my wheelchair, by the way.
Top tier.
Are you going to woolard on your chair?
Yeah.
Yes.
So top tier... Woolarding in Japan.
Is it too cliche to say Mount Fuji?
No, it's not.
It's a very
especially if you do it near the foot of Fuji, and you also can do that with finger and thumb to look like you're pinching the mountain. That sounds like a euphemism.
It does.
You're definitely not. Definitely not that. There'll be some incredible piss vista opportunities. Make no mistake.
What's that massive pedestrian crossing in Tokyo called
Shibuya.
Yeah. That was a Michael McDonald song as well, wasn't it? I think that's going to be quite plucky to do that because it's busy and I guess you've got to get out of the way of traffic. But if you can pull that one off, kudos, my friend.
You've got to go to the, if you've got any interest in models, you must go to the Tamiya HQ. It's about 2-hour drive out of Tokyo, and the frontage of it looks like a sort of 70s top class John Lewis and, with an incredible koi pond, and you can go in the foyer, and in the foyer is Mr. Tamiya's original Porsche that he bought and dismantled in order to measure and photograph all the parts and then couldn't work out how to put it back together again. And then called Porsche Japan and they went, what the fuck have you done? Like, this is a 6-month-old car. And he went, long story, just put it back together.
Hang on.
And he's still got it.
The Japanese are generally considered to be a very, very polite people.
Yes.
I don't think they said that. I think they probably said, what the fuck have you done, please?
WTF doesn't exist.
No, it doesn't.
No.
Oh, if you've got the time, I've only been to Japan once and I had 4 days in Tokyo with my now wife. And this is another one of those stories where everyone goes,
you romantic
story. How come she hasn't left you? Because one of those days I insisted we went to the Toyota Megaweb showroom out by the docks where they have an example of every Toyota sold in Japan on display.
And that's where we
she is
that's where
me,
we made but... sweet, sweet love. If I recall, it was between the Carina E and the...
There was a Carina E there. And they were selling the Carina E in Japan, but it was made in Derbyshire.
What?
Yeah. We had a little Made in the UK sticker on the screen. I was very proud.
Does any of this
anyway,
answer
if
your
you
question?
Get to go to the Mega Web, I don't know if you have a life partner, but if you want them to consider leaving you, then go to the Toyota Mega Web showroom.
I'm actually celebrating my divorce.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Mega Web is your friend. If you can woolard in front of a Toyota Century in the Mega Web, I would give you many, many points for that.
Done.
Thank you, and thank you for coming.
Look at that, wow. We've ruined a man's holiday.
Straight up there, is that tie-dye? No, that's plaid. Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
So you've made a lot of hay out of the differences in the pronunciation of auction in American and British English. But whenever you said it twice in a row, you said the same thing. I think my ears are too American to understand you, so please, for the sake of my sanity, what the fuck are you talking about?
Could you be a bit more Japanese about this? It's what the fuck are you talking about, please?
I'm American. What the fuck are you talking about?
So good. Okay, so...
It's interesting that you're possibly the only person in the room who can rival the Scottish for saying fuck in an incredibly frightening way.
It's a good question. I think it's auction, as in you'd spell it O-K.
I think it's O-C-K, isn't it?
O-C-K. T-I-O-N? S-I-O-N?
I've always thought it's O-C-K hyphen S-H-O-N.
Oh, for fuck's sake. So that...
That's Johnny's dad's way of saying it.
That's my dad's way, who's a Leicestershire man. Or we say auction, you know, like or A-U. No? Still...
Or O-R...
So he's shaking his head. Just no. How do the Americans say auction?
Auction.
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 So it's the same as Leicester.
I'm from Boston. It doesn't really count.
Oh. Say car park, please.
Do you just go, it's just a fucking sale. You know, just like just scrap the word. It's stuff for sale and it's a hammer.
Hammer sale. Let's get down the hammer sale.
It's a great question. We haven't mentioned auctions for a while, actually.
No, we haven't.
Auction.
Now he's turning into Liam Gallagher.
Auction.
Going down the auction.
By a fucking high mile fucking cavalier. Fucking ashtray full and all that shit. On full lock fucking drive shaft shitting itself, you know what I mean? get me back from the club though, won't it, fucking? Yeah, well, it doesn't really answer your question. I'm sorry.
No,
but
it doesn't.
We did try.
I don't know that we ever will.
Thank you. We appreciate you coming.
Do we have
thank you.
Another question from what we would call the right side of the room?
I'd say right up there. Black. Looks like an incredibly good quality Smith & Sniff hooded top. Yeah, that's right.
You
yes.
look cosy and comfortable, sir.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say that's your favourite garment.
Also, you look so cosy and comfortable the microphone can't reach you, and unfortunately that's a technical problem.
No, look, there's an amazing Mexican wave.
This is teamwork making the dream work.
In the meantime, I do want to finish what I started. I'm going to say stage three. You need to say spoke. Ready? Stage three.
Spoke.
That's incredible. Oh, wow. No rehearsal.
It scares me.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Right.
I've said this before, but this does feel like how cults start. I say one thing, you all join in.
The question is not going to live to the hype now and build up to it, but Richard, you're getting rid of the Range Rover.
Yes.
The Panda now.
Yes.
And the Up's gone back.
No,
is it
no.
Time? Oh,
no.
Not yet.
No, not yet.
Not yet. Is it time to consider the Up GTI again? Because you spoke about that a lot for a while.
No, I did think about it the other day because I saw one on Steely's.
Did you?
It looked excellent. But, no, because the Up is... This is really boring. This is just like my household logistics. And then they have gymnastics on a Saturday. My wife drives the Up mostly and she prefer not to... she's one of your people and she prefers not to drive... I'm talking to the American over there, not just like generally over there.
She's
from Falkirk. she prefers not to drive stick anymore.
Does she?
I'm talking about cars. That wasn't a youth. Yeah. Although if I take her to Mega Web again, I imagine that would be the case also. But Everything's sounding like a euphemism now. So, no, I don't know. The up GTI is a sort of distant dream. I could switch the Panda for an up GTI. But
yes.
That, What?
Yes, I would. And can you sell... Have you bought the E-Up, or is it still on payments and shit?
No, it's up to Lisa. That's going back.
Because I'm going to get my parents to buy an E-Up. I've decided.
Okay.
This is interesting.
This is fascinating. Isn't it?
This is the first time we've talked hardcore car chat tonight.
Yeah.
All right.
I might have an email about someone who pooed themselves in the Eurostar or something. If we, I'm just looking
what about
my
a murdery
notes.
Bus
no,
driver? Maybe, yeah,
no,
like
no, that. No, I don't know. I think that, just not to spoiler alert, but in my head, I think if I sell the Range Rover and the Panda and I buy my wife a really big bunch of flowers, I would love to pivot into a Toyota Century.
Did you just use the term pivot?
Yeah.
Sorry. Feel a bit grubby now.
Is that why everyone went, ooh,
yeah,
it wasn't Toyota Century? It was
nothing, like, nothing to do with the
think
Century.
I think he said pivot like an absolute prick.
What would you do?
Oh, that's a good point.
What would you do?
Kept the 911.
Okay, yeah, that's a sad answer, that. Yeah.
I was listening to the Under Trouser podcast with James May. Yeah. Andrew and Dan had James May on, if anyone's heard it. Very good.
Yeah.
And he said that, I think James said that Andrew had once said to him, the one thing everyone regrets is selling a 911. And I was like, you bastards. I feel seen.
I sometimes think about 911s and then I get into my £1,900 Boxster.
Oh, yeah.
And I just forget about 911s just for a time.
Sure. When the ECU.
Hey, I changed the coil packs on the afternoon of my birthday.
What a birthday!
Yeah, I mean, if I was like Craig David, I'd be like, woke up in the morning. I had a really nice sort of like blueberry porridge thing going on. Then I went to a scrapyard with Gregory. Then I had some great lunch. And then I changed the coil packs on my cheap Boxster. I didn't make love in the evening, unfortunately. But you know, it's okay. Yeah.
I will remix that. I think for microphone efficiency that the chap next to you had his arm in the air, so let's go there.
I'll happily lower the tone. If DJ Khaled was a classic car, what classic car would you be? And I want an explanation behind it from both of you.
If Khaled was a classic car. That's a great question.
Well, let's sort of reverse engineer this. For one thing, DJ Khaled simply doesn't work properly. He is a
stop it.
I think that's unfair on the Allegro.
Eagle Quest Senator.
Shh, because I'm negotiating with the guy. He's taken it off eBay because nobody's interested. And even then he won't take an offer. I mean, what's going on?
I know what I've got.
Yeah, exactly. Find another. Yeah, well,
I'd written that in my notes. We quite enjoy kind of these funny little ticks that people have in car ads, and find another and best colour and all this stuff. And I realised that every so often you'll see drives like a dream. And I was going, my dreams are really weird. I don't want a car that drives like a dream.
Drives like a
fever dream. The gear made of blancmange all of a sudden. And now Angela Lansbury is the radio. Why is this happening? You told me, I know normally people's dreams aren't that interesting, but you sent me that message that said that you had a dream we did a live show at Jeremy Clarkson's farm.
Yeah. Yeah. And, oh, yes. And it was in a big top in the back garden.
It was in a big
farms
top.
Don't have back gardens, but you know what I mean. In the yard. And it was a big event, big top event.
Yeah.
And we were halfway through doing something like this, enjoying ourselves. And he, and it was all mud on the, you know, like mud and straw and shit on the floor. And he came flying in like stage left from one of those big flaps on the thing in an SLK Mercedes with the roof half down. It sort of jammed, you know, like a sort of spasming arm. And he was stood up in it with his foot flat on the throttle. It was just, and he was going, fucking shut up, it's so boring.
Make it happen.
And
we'll do our best.
I remember from the detail of the dream, the speedo was reading over 100 miles an hour. He was only going by like this. It's funny. So it drives like a dream, perhaps. Perhaps
drives
so.
Like one of your dreams. That would be extraordinary. But
I've had that dream before. I've weed myself. I don't want to drive like that. Stop it.
Anyway, too much information. DJ Khaled is a classic car. I don't know, something that
I know what he is.
Is needlessly big and Lincoln needlessly Town annoying. Car. Say what, sorry?
Lincoln Town Car.
End of the 70s, Cadillac Seville.
Oh, yes.
Which had cylinder shutdown technology, which didn't work. Seville's too small.
Yeah, deliberately too small.
So Fleetwood. So it would be Fleetwood with cylinder shutdown technology, which used to shut it down to 4 cylinder and never go back to 8. And because when it was an 8-litre V8, it still had 140 horsepower.
Ooh, on a good day.
So when it shut down half of that, it was an incredibly low-powered, flabby car. There was...
The GM diesel.
Filth.
Yes, terrible. Either way, I think that's the perfect answer.
So I think a car that Khaled is
massive but fucking useless. And is not, despite what the adverts might claim, the best.
Rover wedding car.
Yes, SD1 wedding car.
Oh, the Rover.
Do you know
what, with white walls.
Do you know the thing about? I wake up every morning and I think to myself, if he can make the big time in this world,
yeah,
everyone can do something.
He's quite inspiring in that sense, isn't he?
He's quite inspiring in that sense, but he's also confusingly simple. I think we should move on.
Have you got your beer on minute of spam?
No.
Wait a
I know
second.
What he is.
I saw Spam Veyron at the Barrowlands about 97, I think.
He's one of those Veyrons made in Backstreet Pakistan that's been hand beaten with spoons, and it's got like a 2-cylinder Lister industrial engine.
Yes.
Here. So from a long way away, it looks like it could be successful and aspirational, and then you get close and you realise this is not the case. This is not the case at all.
Like an MR2 Ferrari. I saw one of those this morning. In fact, someone was showing some pictures.
With lead ballast.
Yes. Should we do another question from where? I don't know. Oh, what about...
That's a very erect hand there.
Where?
The arm went like rod straight to the air. There, that one. That guy. Yeah, you, that guy.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was an impressive arm lift. Sorry about it being in the middle. I promise it'd be one of the last times we ask a middle person.
Yeah.
Thank you. Forgive the cliche. What's your perfect road trip? Who are you with? What's on the radio? Where are you going? What town are you in?
Okay, but let's start with what's on the radio.
That's kind of the most important bit of the question, really.
Yeah, I'm going to start my road trip at sunset. And it's going to be a foreigner. I want to know what love is. Okay?
Yeah.
I think for the purposes of this, because this scenario changes regularly, I'm going for a Saab 900 convertible turbo.
So you're reverse engineering from the song outwards?
From the song outwards,
that's a good idea.
Yeah. And at some point in the... I'd really like to do this Florida Keys. I'd like to... Because I've never been to the Florida
Keys. Oh, it's nice.
Yeah.
It's where Americans go to get drunk.
Right. So that's my aim at the end of the massive road trip. I'll collect some wine en route. But yeah, we're doing Foreigner, we're doing Sunset, we're doing Scuttle Shake 900 Turbo Cabrio. Mm. What other accessories do I need?
Who are you with?
Oh yeah, that's important, isn't it? Not DJ Khaled. Or I'm with DJ Khaled, and he's got a muzzle on that's extremely tight. Florida.
Yeah. He lives in Florida, doesn't he? He lives in Miami.
Shit, I think he does. Yeah. I haven't thought this through.
Well, I can help you there, because my road trip, I'm going to reverse engineer it from the person. So the person in my car is DJ Khaled. The destination is over Beachy Head. And fuck it, we're in a City Rover. Problem solved. Obviously, I'm going to jump out at some point in the descent.
Could you say all of that even quicker, like Gordon Ramsay?
Yeah. Person, Khaled.
Yeah.
Khaled. Place,
yeah.
Head, comma, Beachy. Car, comma, Rover City, comma.
Yes. Yeah.
Music.
Yeah. Done.
I believe I can fly.
Perfect. I was going to go with Crash by the Primitives, but I like yours better. So.
Where are we?
Oh.
Oh, hello. Right. There's a lot in the middle again. There. Up there, please, sir. You. Are you there? Yeah, you're pointing at yourself. That's it.
So, what car? Are there any cars out there that you covet, that you really, really want, that for a specific reason you will never own? Say for reliability or somebody else has got one.
Oh, yeah.
I have this quite a lot, and I had a real sort of moment of ennui a while ago where I realised I will probably never own a Lotus Esprit. I just don't need the aggro. And I wrote a column about this in Evo, and I had a few messages from people going, that was a bit bloody miserable. And I was like, I was just, you know, trying to express my feelings that I just probably will never own Lotus Esprit. Unless I become vastly wealthy and I can kind of just, you know, pick up cars like confetti.
Yeah.
Do you pick up confetti? Well, have I, though? Had an interesting call today from someone who might want to buy it, so... until they've seen sense. Because I said, yeah, just let me know next week, and I was thinking, oh, shit, that's loads of time for them to realise a massive mistake they might be making, because they want it as a tow car.
That sounds like a big surprise to me. And that's why I always buy Range Rovers.
I'm Johnny Smith, and I never need to get anywhere, so I buy Range Rovers. Hey, mine's been really well behaved.
It has, actually.
Yeah, so there. But yeah, someone rang me and said, oh, I need a tow car. And I was like, it'll do 20 if you drive at 50 on the motorway.
Was it Alex?
It wasn't Alex, though. It does seem like the kind of thing he might do, because he has had one in the past, hasn't he? So...
Maserati Mirac or Porsche 928. I'd like a 928, but everyone tells me to just not do it. So I might own the rolling shell of a 928 one time and then just look at it and go, that's quite cool, I've got one. But Maserati...
Someone we know, I won't say his name, scoured the country for the perfect 928 because it was an itch they had to scratch.
No, I think I know who this is.
You know about this.
Yeah.
And they... thought they'd found the perfect car, I think, twice, and then on closer inspection by an expert, whatever it turned out, it still had massive problems, because they do. And then finally he found the car. It was perfect. However, as he pulled onto his drive, it exploded in a cloud of steam, and he returned it to the dealer with a note saying, thanks, but no thanks. And he doesn't own a 928. It's almost, well, from what I gather, and you... someone out here may contradict me, but from what I gather, it is almost impossible to find one that will work properly. I mean, they make Range Rovers look like Toyota Centuries.
I would like a Maserati Mirac, and I think they're still quite cheap for what they are. They're beautiful.
Mm.
Gorgeous, gorgeous cars.
Lovely lounge seating in them.
Yeah. And a fraction of, like, the other cars of that era that look as cool.
Why do you think you won't own one of those, then? Because they're not silly money, and they are lovely.
I've got enough broken cars, frankly, Rich.
Oh, yeah.
Just haven't got the bandwidth for another one.
No,
although I have got my eye on one.
But it's bandwidth as well, isn't it? It's just unless you're Jay Leno and you have staff to look after your cars.
Yeah,
it's just a pain in the arse.
Yeah,
I feel like I get a letter. I've only got five cars at the moment. I know, and terrible first world problem. But I get a letter from the DVLA saying something needs taxing. It feels like every week. I feel like the DVLA are pulling a scam on me. But yeah, it is just like, there's always that admin, isn't there? The insurance, it's never up at the same time. Well, you know, you've got 100 cars that you've forgotten you've got. Do we have another question?
There was a fast hand here with the blue top.
Okay.
So myself and my fellow friends here, we do a kind of annual road trip up north in Scotland. And we were discussing in the interval what car we would each pick as like the perfect North Coast 500, West Coast Scotland car, and be interested to hear both what car you would pick and for which part it would just click and it would be the right car for the job.
It's a good question. I've never done the North Coast 500.
I have.
Have you?
Done a bit of it. I don't know.
Did North you get bored and then just
North
turn
Coast
around and
107 or something. No, I've done more than that, but I did a lot of it in my old 911 that I've sold. And that was lovely. But then I did a bit of it in an old Porsche 356, which was really nice, although not super fast.
No.
And then I did a bit more. Sorry, this is me. I've got five cars, and I've been to the North Coast 500. And I had a whole smorgasbord of Porsches to drive. Yeah, look at me. Anyway.
Yeah, it does sound a bit like that. Yeah.
It does, doesn't it? Deal with it. So I did a bit of it in a 991. Let's get my...
Get your nines right.
Get my nines right.
Yeah.
991 Carrera T. And it was perfect. Manual gearbox. Just enough power to get a lick on, but not stupid that you thought you were going to die. And it was, and that scenery and the prospect of, you know, getting to a nice hotel or pub in the evening and just having a kind of relaxing beer, having had a glorious day with your mates. I mean, it'll be fantastic whatever you're doing, I think.
Well, but, we were at 10, but aye.
Yeah. Yeah, I think a relaxing
getting to the
10 pints.
Having a relaxing, warm, shaken up beer or some tepid wine.
I would like.
Oh, what, sorry?
A6 Estate.
A6 Estate.
A6 Estate. Fun. Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah. That's actually what he does. He just sleeps in the back of his 5 Series with a sleeping bag.
Do
that's
you?
Just
the way really? A 5 Series Estate or a saloon?
Yeah, we put a load of straw in the boot because, and he curls up like a little hamster.
Because you look like a bit of a ski hatch sniper if you're in a saloon. I think it's always a bit like, sleeping in a state, yeah, you know, a bit odd, but it's okay. Saloon sleeping. Like, that reeks of, like, thrown out of the house by spouse spec, doesn't it?
Is that what the Roxette song was about?
Which
one? Sleeping
in
my car. It was about a Volvo 240, but saloon. And that's got a high lip on the boot.
It's got
getting in alone is difficult. You sort of drop into the boot, forgetting there's a foot pump in there.
Massive lip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sleeping in my car. Ah, my fucking elbow.
Can I just say, sleeping in cars is largely, largely dismal. Especially when you forget all your bedding, which is absolutely which is one of the most dick move things I've ever done, as Americans might say. That was a complete dick move on my behalf. To answer your question, I'd quite like to do it in a smart roadster that works. That would be good.
Yeah. Can you get a double mattress in that? I'm going to say, from a doll's house, yes.
There's Sylvanian families. Yeah. And I'd quite like to do it in a...
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Oh, what was it? I was thinking about it when you were talking about 911s and stuff.
That was a good question. A Type R Allegro?
You never know.
Yeah.
Stranger things have happened.
What a great way to, you know, really let it off the leash.
I would like to do that. Yeah. Maybe. I'd like to in a Suzuki Cappuccino as well, but I don't think I can fit in them. I've never driven one, and I believe I won't be able to close the door properly on the throttle leg.
That's one of those cars I got into at a motor show and then thought, I'm not sure I'm getting out of here.
Really?
Unless someone brings an engine crane. Yeah, they're quite tight.
They are tight. Yeah.
That's like when I've told you the story. I can't remember if I told on the podcast, when I went to Poland, and the staff of Top Gear Poland, the magazine, said, oh, we've got an FSO Polonaise in our basement car park. Do you want to see it? And I went, yeah. And they went, do you want to sit in it? We can't drive it because the battery was flat. You went, just sit in it. I went, yeah. And it's got a massive steering wheel.
Trust you with the power.
That's it.
Battery's flat. Don't even try it.
It's like, So I got in it, and it's got a massive steering wheel and a very flat seat, and I sort of slid in, and then I felt my thigh kind of go into some kind of spasm.
It sounds ergonomically amazing.
What's the Polish for please send for the fire brigade to cut the roof off? It was really bad. I had to sit there and make small talk as if I was going, and what does this do? And they were like, it's the hazard warning lights. Do you not have those in England? Anyway, do we have another question? Can I choose one this time?
Yeah, please.
Do we have anyone who is not a man? Because we've heard a lot of... No. Well, that's backfired. But a lot of
There's
blokes
a boy
talking.
Out there. With his hand up. There's a boy with his
okay,
hand up.
Okay, there we go. That'll do. Just had a lot of blokes talking. And, you know, frankly, we get enough of that with us too.
Can the guy who gave me the strange key ring put his hand up? Right, so the guy who put his hand up just then, he's called Alex. And in the intermission, he gave me this incredible retro key ring, which is from Dartmoor Prison. And that made me giggle. So I want to say thank you. That was £1 at an auto jumble.
Now
I haven't been...
It's an air tag. Now, yeah.
It's to thank me for all my drone work that I've done around local prisons.
dropping
foodstuffs.
Yes.
Off for
dropping chocolate
for the
and marijuana. Yes. I was very jealous of that, and I was a bit annoyed that you took it. But now I have my revenge. Because while you were elsewhere, somebody gave me...
Get out.
Chardet's Stranger Than Pride on tape cassette. So hang your keys on that, you bastard.
You slick prick.
Obviously, I can't play it because I don't have a tape player anymore.
I've got a tape player.
Damn it! I will trade you this for a Prison Creek keyring.
Can I do that, Alex? Is that cool? Live on air.
What's this? Hang on, I haven't even checked the track listing. Has this got... I mean, it's all good.
You can all witness this, ready?
It's got...
This is when they do prison swaps.
Yeah, yes. We're on the bridge over the river at the border.
I'm having Chardet. There we go.
Oh.
Gosh,
I love that.
Fantastic.
I'm going to put my back door key on.
Love is stronger than pride.
Sorry, that sounded like a euphemism. It wasn't meant to. No.
Chardet, if you're listening to the podcast...
question from up the
out
back.
Of the 1998 Chevy Blazer and the 1998 Ford Explorer, what one would you buy and why?
Goodness me. Explorer Blazer.
Is there, before we answer this, a risk that the wrong answer will offend your parents?
I don't think there's a right answer, is there?
Says the Blazer driver. I don't know. I've never driven neither.
Can we ask the American man for some help?
Oh, yes.
The Explorer had tyres that exploded and killed a bunch of people.
Was it Firestone tyres? Yeah,
Firestone.
And the Blazer didn't live up to its name as far as I know. You had one and it didn't. Okay, that's good. It didn't catch fire.
So hang on. So, was it shit or not?
It was
kind of
shit, but it was
better
than a Ford.
So I was gonna say Chevy Blazer because I think the Blazers had a stronger bloodline than the Explorer.
Do you think?
Yeah, but I don't want to get into some Crips and Bloods thing.
Well, that's what I'm worried about.
You know, I don't know if the Explorer gang are gonna. Is it West Side Story with flick knives and stuff? I don't know.
Now, and I don't know whether you would know this, was the Blazer available with a V8? Yes. I think it was.
Yes.
And I don't think the Explorer was.
Of low tune.
The Explorer was as well.
Was it? Okay, because we got the Explorer here, but only with a V6.
The bloody thing that didn't have a fucking V8 in it.
Well, let's look back to the glorious days of the late 70s, when he managed to squeeze almost 130 horsepower out of 500 cubic inches.
Well, hang on, we're all... 130 horsepower on premium gasoline.
Yes!
If you put in that regular stuff that had bits in it, you're probably getting about 112.
That's like less power than a Ford Granada 2.8.
In fairness, you used to be able to get, I think, Defenders or pre-Defender Land Rovers with a low compression version of the 3.5 V8, I think made about 90 horsepower.
Is it made for sort of third world fuel?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Low compression.
Yeah.
Easy listening.
Yeah, amazing.
What were we talking about before we came on stage? We realised there was a car. I looked out the window, because we love looking at the car park when we have events like this, because it's always interesting and there's always great cars.
There is.
And I couldn't really see much because there was so much rain on the window. And I thought I could see a Hyundai i20N.
And yes.
Yes. Yes!
You there. Ooh. In the body warmer.
I'm quite pleased that my spidey sense got that, even though it was very rainy and dark.
We've had some good cars in tonight.
And I said, Johnny, I think there's a Hyundai i20N out there. And he went, a Hyundai i20N, yeah. And then we realised that the Hyundai i20N, yeah, would be a very different car indeed, with incredibly soft suspension and a very relaxed engine.
And an extra three silencers just to hush it all back. They said what we've done compared to the N series is we've made it 97% softer in the damping department. It's just now extremely pillowy.
Extremely relaxed.
Yes,
something to sail away in. Very good. I think I would ultimately go for the Blazer because it's probably got a Chevy small block in, one of the greatest engines of all time. And that's the only reason I'm deciding.
Do you agree or not?
Yeah, I prefer the Blazer because I'm sure I've read somewhere that Explorer, was it built in Germany with the US design? I'm sure I read that somewhere.
Oh my gosh, I don't know. He might. Talk to him.
I think we used to get them in Europe with a German-built Cologne V6 in them. But I think the car itself was still assembled in the US.
Yeah.
Would be my best guess, but don't quote me on that.
This is a whole episode now. We need the truth on this.
When men can't quite remember stuff.
Yes.
Coming soon to UK Gold. Did you give an answer on that one?
Yeah, I said I knew Blazer all along.
Okay, cool.
We're both Blazer.
Good. Everyone's agreed. Blazer.
Yeah.
Screw that, thanks, Explorer.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
There's a man in a white shirt there who is doing full classroom, supporting one arm with the other arm. Miss, I know this one.
It was impressive. I really want people to like me.
Listen. You play your cards right, and you might get this fucking head.
Ooh.
I've already got one.
Yeah.
I've already got one.
Have you got the rest of Nigel Mansell at home?
My question is, would you agree that as it stands, Smith & Siff has, is it 3,124 Patreon subscribers, £1 a month?
Yeah.
If we raise that to £2 a month, we could all scratch the eBay itch, and in the spirit of the Shed of the Week, have a Smith & Sniff eBay Find of the Month, and that pound could go towards buying it and giving it to one of the subscribers.
Would you like to be our business manager?
I couldn't hear that.
Would you like to be our business manager? Because that's a great idea.
Well, considering you thought charging people £1 a month is a good business model, probably not.
Funnily enough,
shit's going to change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what? The honest truth of it is, we were told by an actual grown-up that we need to put our patron thing up from £1 a month because, and I'm quoting, it makes you look rubbish. And we're too scared to do it because we're embarrassed.
Well, maybe the first month that we do it,
we'll go and buy a car.
We do a raffle.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
Yeah?
Woo!
Yeah.
Well, wait, now hang on, but
It'll be funereal, okay? Just so you know.
Well, no, wait, because I thought I was going to say what about the Eagle Quest, but the thing is, I think you secretly want the Eagle Quest.
The Eagle Quest is staying with us.
Yes.
Get your hands off our Eagle Quest.
I mean, we don't own it yet, but you know when you own it in your head, you're like, it will
be mine. We look at other successful YouTube channels and podcasts and all sorts and all of their sort of business moves, and we go, we can't do that. So... We will get around to it at some point.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah, it's a really good idea.
We're happy. Maybe that is how we celebrate our price increase.
Oh!
What?
There's something we forgot to mention, and which plays into this and how absolutely slick and professional we are.
What?
You remember the last podcast you heard us recording? That was our 200th episode. And we forgot to mention it. So,
I forgot about that.
Completely forgot to mention it. So anyway, everybody, thank you for joining us at our 201st birthday.
It's the first thing I wrote in my notebook, and I double underlined it, and I still forgot.
We should. We've got a bit more time. We have another question.
Right. Should pass that mic.
What about over here? This gentleman down in the is the microphone over there? You have chosen poorly. It's coming down.
I'm quite happy to give a car away with the proceeds. We've just got to go through the small print of, like, if it blows up and injures somebody.
Yeah. Not
it's nothing
fault.
To do with us, mate.
Yeah, not
that kind
fault.
Of stuff. Because you know? that all gets really murky.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Question.
A couple of points of order first. One, I pay £3 a month. Cheapskates.
Hang on, you're Scottish.
Oh, God. Oh.
Sorry.
I was born in Newcastle.
Oh,
if anyone would like to kick the snot out of Johnny later, then or invite him to a Cayley, which, as I discovered to my cost, is basically an excuse for Scottish people to kick the shit out of English people at weddings.
Listen, don't. If anyone's going to beat me up, I'm going to offer them a Saab rucksack.
Ooh.
Yeah, no one's kicking me in tonight.
It's got LED lights.
That's
on the straps.
Totally being given away in
off.
About 5 minutes.
Show everyone what you've got in
I've got some stolen golf balls from Goodwood. They've all got the crest on and they all say practice.
Yeah.
And I stole each and every one of them.
Yeah. Lord Sir St. March is after him.
Yeah, I've got
three
left.
So he needs
to
get rid of this hot merch.
I'm not going
to
throw them into the audience. Because there'll be injuries, but they're going in the next 5 minutes. So
sorry, yes, you're paying £3 a month. So if you'd like to come and use our executive loo back here, you are very welcome. Because that's the kind of service we offer.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The question was, after your pork roll incident earlier, I realised we've not seen you together in a car in a service station car park for 4 years now or so.
Yes.
Have you got any new favourite snacks for motorway service stations? Is there anything else that's come out in the last 4 years that's captured your stomach?
You're on the road a lot more than I am, aren't you? So
I had to go easy on the wasabi peas. I went in too deep. I started having breathing
today.
Difficulties.
I had wasabi peas today.
Yeah, today?
Today, in the car. I had a little bag of them because I thought, don't do that. And there were still two fucking landmine peas in there that made me go... I forgot to say.
Got such a destructive relationship with them.
Yes.
They draw me in, but they don't like me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot as well, when I was telling in the last podcast my extremely boring stories of my journey up here.
Yeah, they were quite dull.
That I desperately, I had a couple of big coffees, and I desperately needed a wee, and I realised the next services were still like 12 miles away. And it was getting a bit urgent.
Did you do a roadsider?
No.
Okay.
I did cross my mind, because I thought... In this ID Buzz, I could get up, go into the back bit, slide the door back and just...
Drop to your knees.
I didn't do that.
Oh, come on, some hard shoulder worship.
No.
What? It's easy. You just go...
For the tape, Johnny looks like he's at a mass. But doing
I've
a
never
wee
done it, but
the,
I've thought about it.
I didn't do that, but I was feeling a bit, and I suddenly was like, oh my God, this is getting a bit urgent. I got the cruise control on, so I was able to jiggle both legs.
Really?
So.
Yeah, but then at one point I was like, oh, this is getting
pissy
a bit urgent.
Jiggle with cruise control.
I was like, oh, and I looked across and there was someone alongside me going past. Like, I think he saw me going, oh. Fortunately, when I had the landmine P, that made me go, ah, oh, that was no one could see, so it was all right.
This is what you pay £3 a month for.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
No refunds given or implied.
I'm sorry.
What's good in the car? I don't know. We were saying before we came on about how it's cold. I was in a petrol station the other day and I was like, I think I want something healthy. Just need a snack.
Those Marmite roasted little nuts and things. I don't entirely know what they're called. Maybe Grays? Yeah. Grays with Marmite?
Oh, yes.
They sound wrong, but they're really good. But they make your fingers look like you haven't wiped your bottom properly. And it's true. So what I recommend is just make sure you've got a little bit of water after. Just have a quick little sprinkle. Just so you don't, you know, that.
That's a good tip for anyone with an ID buzz with a white steering wheel. Grey's Marmite for you, my friend.
No, please no.
I don't know what else is good, but yeah, I was in a petrol station the other day and I was like, I feel like I need something healthy because I'd eaten something really dirty for lunch, and it's impossible to, it was like, in the end I think I bought some beef jerky, that well-known aid to wellness, beef jerky, heavily dried leathery meat, but otherwise it's very difficult, so I don't know. Do we have another question?
Come on, let's cram some questions in.
What about down the front here? Where's the microphone is in proximity, so we could do that.
Is that a racing jacket? Have you got a racing jacket on?
It's Red Bull, I'm sorry.
Is it? Oh. Are you about to be cleared of all charges?
Hang on, were you a coach driver at some point?
My question is, why do people make fun of my Rover 75?
Your Rover 75?
Hang on, you're really young as well.
23. Are
you?
And you've got a Rover 75. What spec?
Honest year SE.
Oh, 2.5? I felt like there was a split second there where that could have turned into a standing ovation.
If you're an online gamer.
It's a diesel.
And I'm going to buy another one tomorrow.
What, another diesel one or a different spec?
Another diesel.
Okay.
Because it came up cheap.
Is it an auto? Is it auto?
Manual.
Oh, okay.
Both manual.
Feel like Connoisseur SE has a very auto vibe to it. But, you know, it's whatever works.
It's got a big wooden door.
If you were to sort of play online Fortnite a lot, I'd like your code name to be Connoisseur SE. Because I just think it has a fantastic ring to it. Well done on the 75. I saw one in the scrapyard when I was with my brother. No. I saw one and I said, I still
do. Do you know what you've done? He's gone, how do you like my dog? And you've gone, oh, I saw a dead dog the other day. Have some respect.
I really dig it. I dig 75s, and he's owned
it. It was my first car, though.
Was it?
Yeah.
What colour is it?
Is it champagne? Like slightly.
Yeah, the gold.
Silvery beige.
Yeah, yeah. Excellent. Why do people. I don't know. Because when did I have my 75? I was...
You were young.
I was 30, so, you know, not super young, but not super old. And it was a little incongruous.
There's partridge connotations, I think, isn't there? Partridge-y.
Yeah, but I think you're kind of, you know, you're... As younger people might
conviction.
Say, you're flipping the script a little bit, because it's like not
just
many
lost.
23-year-olds do have 75, so no. Fuck them. Doesn't matter what
always
they think.
Like old man cars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, exactly, that's the thing. It's like, if
you're
you
one
like
of us.
It, then it's fine. And we like it, not that our opinion matters. We're both quite old now,
yeah.
But it's, yeah, I think that's cool.
For the courtesy of the listeners, I'm doing him finger pistols now. And if I was overtaking you on the motorway and you clearly needed a piss, I'd go like that.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
You've got this.
What year's yours?
54 plate.
Oh, okay, so it's quite a late one. And because they've
post,
got the
post project drive.
Yes, has it still got the little union flag on it?
Yeah.
Because a friend of mine who's a vicar, he talks a little bit like General Melchett in Blackadder. Very well spoken. He's actually Welsh, but he's very well spoken. Rich, how are you? And he used to have a Rover 25 from the late project drive era, but it still had. The little union flag on the back of it. And his,
it's quite faded, so
yeah, they do fade, don't they? This is a few years ago when he had his, it was still quite lustrous.
Yeah, yeah. Has anyone else got a question?
But no, so my mate Paul, the vicar, it was his first car because he didn't drive, and then the church paid for him to learn to drive because he needed to get around his parish and bought him a car. He learned to drive and he had no interest in cars, and then suddenly he got really into cars and he said, Rich, I need some advice about what car to buy.
Yeah.
And I went, what are you thinking of?
I think we're being told
and
to
he went,
fuck up.
Have you seen a Range Rover Vogue? And I was like, that's a bit big for you, Paul, get something smaller. And he went,
yeah,
what about a Rover 25? And he used to come out of his house, and if the car was backed into his drive, he would say to his wife, salute the flag. What are you doing?
I'm going to go and ask that guy the question.
Okay.
And then I'll regale it to the
audience. I've finished talking about Rovers
now.
It's okay. I'm done.
I just want to say, three times during the chat about the Rover 75, you did that. I don't know what that means. Anyway,
it's when you don't have to show off.
That's the Rover 75 salute.
Yeah.
It's like, sweet.
Oh, I was almost that.
Oh, it was the...
Which is quite rude in some ways.
Yeah, it's just... Okay, we need a microphone. Can we thank you, everybody, for passing it along?
No, it's a fill time with my Jackie Stewart impression.
Spokes.
Hello.
No.
I've recently moved to Glasgow for uni, and on my walk to uni in the morning, I see a Midas coupe at the back of someone's drive. What's the most interesting car that's in your neighbourhood?
In my neighbourhood?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a really good question.
In fact, I walked past it this morning, just round the corner from where I live. There's a guy who's got a Jag F-Type R with all the winglets and, you know, the hardcore one.
Ooh,
and it's parked on a really jagged, horrible, broken patio out the front of his house. So it always sits like it's been jacked up, but it hasn't. And it's outside. Under the carport in his next to his house is a, I'm going to say, early 90s Toyota Corolla. Five door, and it looks okay. But I mean, and every time I go past it, because he's like, I don't know, 100 yards from my house, I just go, what's going on?
Protect the Corolla at all costs!
I mean, what's going on?
Maybe he's one of those preppers.
Yeah.
Like you get a lot in the US. And come the apocalypse.
Yeah, no.
That Jag ain't going to work.
No. No, the ECU will get cooked.
He's looking after the cockroach.
The King Rollo.
For when the apocalypse comes. Those zombies.
Yeah.
They can have the Jag if they want. If they can get it off the patio. I was wondering with the Jag, did he get it home, put it on the patio, there was a horrible scraping and he's left it there ever since?
Well, there is quite a threshold over his land. And I don't know whether he has just made one entry and gone, do you know what, I'm not doing that again. and by the way, I'm not selling it.
Yeah. Fuck, keeps lying to his wife. No, let's take the Corolla. I prefer driving it, to be honest.
No, it blocks the Corolla in.
Does it?
Yes.
Again, that's a security measure, so no one can nick the Corolla.
There's basically a barn find really close to my house. I've been trying to get the guy to agree to film with me, but he was happy to do it initially, and now he's gone back on his word and said, I'm sorry, but not. And it's a Corvette ZR1. A 1990 Corvette ZR1 six-speed manual. You'll know all about it. A hell of a homologation car, right? And him and his wife had matching ones years ago. He had a red one, she had a black one. They sold the black one and kept the red one. And he decided, as a farmer that owns lots of land and barns, he keeps it under a tree outside.
Because he's a fuckwit.
Unfortunately, it's been under there for 20 years, 18 years.
The Midas in my neighbourhood is outside and it's really red and faded. It's quite sad.
Have you touched the Midas?
No, I haven't. I wish I had.
If you do, though, then that's it. Everything you touch will turn to fiberglass.
Always write a letter and put it through the door. Write a really polite letter and put it through the door.
Unfortunately, and then, I'm restricted to student budget, but one day.
It's all right.
They still do loans, though, don't you?
Don't start.
That's what idiots used to do back in my day. Get their student loan and immediately go and buy a really Boss stereo or
That's
something.
What I did. That's exactly what I did.
Is it?
Yeah. So I've still got half of it. Yeah.
Yes. In my neighbourhood, there's a guy. I don't know if he lives there, but I see it around quite a lot. There's a Austin A35 body that's been dropped onto a Suzuki Jimny chassis to create a sort of 1950s monster truck. And that's quite interesting. There's a guy who I see driving around Bath/Bath who's got a Mazda AZ1, you know, those little K cars with the gullwing doors.
AutoZam,
yeah. And I see it. I think he probably puts it away for winter because I haven't seen it for a while, which is very prudent. In the summer, I see it all the time. It almost haunts me like the truck in Duel.
But it's not that daunting.
Well, yeah, you could probably kick it over if it came for you. But I want to talk to the guy because it's a fantastic car. And there's also, sorry, I could go on forever because you know what it's like when you're...
Well, let's talk about Rover 75s.
Fine, I know my people. No, I've got the youth vote on my side.
Yeah, you have. And awesome.
And there's also someone who seems to have a Renault 11 rotting on their drive near my house, and I
oh, that's a rare car. That
it is, yeah.
Likes.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't know what the story is.
Look, right, we're going to have to rattle through. Like,
we are
going
to. Yeah, we need to. Oh, my watch has just told me I need to stand up. So that's,
your watch?
Yeah, it does that thing. Right, one more question,
just
maybe.
Just chap up there. That's you. Yeah, you're that guy. just up there, please, for the microphone. We've got to do an enormous amount of pass. Oh, no, we haven't. No, we're good for passing.
Again, I can fill. I'll do, like, Jackie Stewart and beatboxing at the same time.
I dare you.
wicker safety.
That was not beatboxing.
No, I didn't get to the beatboxing. I was just doing
a
scratching.
If that was beatboxing, that's Nigel Mansell's head.
So, is the microphone in place?
It is. You recently mentioned the golf Rolling Stones.
Yes.
Yes.
So I want to know, what is your ultimate 90s music limited edition car? Is it perhaps a Nova Prodigy SR?
Oh.
Oh. So a pretend one, not a real thing.
Yeah, your ultimate, yeah, not,
yeah,
not
like
real,
a,
but
a fictitious thing.
The sort of thing you might see in Bristol today.
Oh, wow. What, like a Massive Attack Maserati?
Fantastic, yeah.
By turbo. Yeah, that'd be great, wouldn't it? It probably would have a Massive Attack as well,
yeah,
wouldn't it?
Okay.
That's
a really good question.
That is a good question.
Good 90s. I mean,
Where'd you even go with so many 90s?
I know.
Yeah.
I could have a Porsche head.
That's good.
Sorry.
I like that. That's good.
Mm.
I'll stick with Massive Attack Maserati. Stick with my bi-turbo.
Yeah.
Bi-turbo.
As long as you just keep between the blue lines and then... It's time to end.
I have to work with...
Outstayed my welcome, what with the Rover 75 chat and then the fucking puns.
And then as the engine grenades, just a small teardrop.
Yeah.
I always forget my snare drum and my cymbal.
Yeah, we need to start bringing the kit on, don't we?
Such a shame, isn't it? Such a shame. Good question, though. Really good question. Last one, I reckon.
Oh, we're doing one more?
Well, I don't know. I mean, we haven't been thrown out yet.
Okay. Well, yeah, okay. Yes. You pick it.
I reckon white T-shirt chap just there, please.
Yeah, by dint of being on the aisle, you, sir, get the
last question. I've ignored the middle row at the front end a bit, and I'm really sorry it's not personal.
He's cheated, he's given it to me, but that's me. If you were to pick a mid-2000s hot hatch, like a Renault Clio Sport, what would you pick?
Mid-2000s, I'm just trying to remember the sort of thing that got launched around there. You had Ford Focus ST, RS. Had the Megane R26 come out at that point? It hadn't, had it? Had it? 2007?
Yeah.
2007? No? Yes?
Yeah.
Right, R26. R26R Megane, it's the best hot hatch I've ever driven. It's better than any Ford Focus RS. Fact.
Better than the Prelude.
Nothing's better than the Prelude.
Now then, A, it's a coupe, but... I wrote something...
No, I wrote something down
about the Prelude. No? No time.
Clio Trophy.
Yes.
Do you have a Clio Trophy?
No.
Okay.
No.
But that would be your choice.
Yes.
Yeah,
they're great.
Yeah, they're great.
182 is always...
No, but it got me the trophy with the Trixie dampers on it.
It has.
What about the Prelude, though?
Prelude, yeah.
believe like guy came up to me like Clio 1972 shit. I looked at him, he looked back at me like, put it up to like 5.5 years, let off the clutch, just boom, gone. Like almost like, you know, like in science fiction in space and that, when they press a button and it all goes really blurry. Like hyperspace drive, that, just like that, but in a car on like the main drag through the city. Incredible. You never seen the rev counter do what it did, man. Honestly. Like, I swear the needle got bent and it never came back. And it still hasn't broken. It still is just like it was. Mad shit. Believe. People try, they put notes on it trying to buy it. It cannot be bought. Like, ever.
Very good. Yeah, 182s are good.
Yeah.
Sweet, sweet cars. Yeah.
All right, very quickly, it's time to end, but before we go, I have three things to tell you. The first one is that Johnny has a solo YouTube channel. It's called the Hate All Rot and Gates Show, in which Johnny drives around all the edge shouting twat at people who tried to stop their Range Rover Sport from being stolen. Second thing I have to say is thank you to all of you for coming out tonight. We really appreciate it.
Yes.
It's amazing and remarkable that you're here and still here for the second half. And we want to say a big thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you ever so much. It really means a lot. And thanks for listening.
Yeah. And thank you for...
We need to give some shit away.
Thank you for having. I was going to say thank you for having us here in Scotland, as if it's like.
Thanks for having us in our Scotland.
Scotland. You represent all of Scotland, Nick Bother. But thank you for the people here at Eastwood Park Theatre for having us, and thank you to Lisa who looks. I was going to say looks after us, and that sounds like we're in a care home. But you may have met who sells merchandise and generally tries to keep us in check.
Yeah.
And the third thing I have to tell you is that in 1986, there was a balloon festival in Cleveland, Ohio, and two people died. Not hot air balloons. They tried to get a world record for the largest number of just blown-up party balloons being released at one time. It was 1.5 million
what?
Helium balloons were released just before 2 p.m. on the 27th of September 1986, causing traffic accidents, startling horses, and forcing the authorities to close the local airport.
Hashtag single-use plastic.
Yeah.
What on
earth? It was 1986. They hadn't thought of this. But the worst thing is that two fishermen out on nearby Lake Erie went missing. And there were so many balloons in the air that the Coast Guard couldn't send up their helicopter to try and find them. And they washed up dead. Why don't laugh. But then one of the widows sued the organisers of the balloon festival and got an out-of-court settlement for the death of her husband because it was believed he would have been rescued if they hadn't had the fucking idiotic idea of releasing 1.5 million helium balloons into the air.
There were so many balloons in the water they confused them for heads. They couldn't see them.
Yes, this is true. There were balloons in the water.
This is how we finish every live show.
Yeah.
And that's why people keep coming back.
Always leave them wanting more. Sorry, two guys dying? Anyway, wow. Sorry, I was told that by a mate's son. He went, there was a balloon festival and some people died. And I went, shut up.
It's a great true. Fact. It's dark, it's but a it's good, a great
it's a dark fact.
Thank you for coming
again. We're
going
to have to do something to lift the mood now.
Maybe it's wee Jackie talking about safety again. Actually popularised the tartan trouser in the early 70s. For safety reasons. They're very visible at night.
Well, I never.
But in the meantime, thank you for being here. Thank you for listening at home. We'll do this all again soon.
Yes.
Until then, goodbye.
Cheers, mate. Thanks, mate. Bye. You know just what to do. Like and subscribe and review. You know just what to do. Like and subscribe and review. You know just what to do. Like and subscribe and review. You know just
to do. Like and subscribe and review. You know just what to do. Like and subscribe and review. You know just what to do.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.